On Gettysburg College Week, how did doctors begin to track infectious diseases? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jim Downs, professor of Civil War era studies and history, delves into the history.
My research rethinks the history of epidemiology by uncovering the untold ways in which slavery, imperialism, and war created built environments, ships, plantations, and battlefields that enabled physicians to study the spread of infectious disease. Drawing on archival records in England, Malta, Spain, and the United States, I have uncovered evidence of how doctors developed epidemiological methods before John Snow's infamous investigation, which traced the outbreak of cholera to a water pump in London. While medical thinkers since Aristotle have studied epidemics, my research shows how the confluence of slavery, imperialism, and war gave way to the creation of a massive bureaucracy that enabled doctors to develop a bird's-eye view of an epidemic. These unprecedented networks allowed physicians to share information about infectious disease among subjugated populations, which led to the first ever epidemiological society in 1850. While my research charts how physicians created new theories, it also highlights the stories of patients and subjugated populations who produced new forms of medical knowledge. I've uncovered disturbing evidence of how Confederate doctors harvested vaccine matter by using the bodies of enslaved infants and children. I explain how the U.S. Sanitary Commission departed from the British Sanitary Commission by emphasizing racial difference as a key component of epidemiological analysis. My study concludes with how many nations came together to form the International Sanitary Conference in response to Muslims returning from the Hajj.
That was Jim Downs of Gettysburg College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.